Hello, my name is Crystal, and I'm going to be reading from my short story, Da Capo. When Yunri returns home that evening, he tries to sleep, but box number 4 keeps slipping through his mind, a loose thread that snags on every thought. He dreams of broken hinges and empty cases, snapped bowstrings and ripped velvet curtains. By the third night, he's sure he's developed insomnia and looks up therapists in the area, but they're all beyond his apartment door and the very act feels unfeasible. 1 week later, he wakes up from the same dream and the same numbness, knocking against his chest like an old neighbor. He knows what to do this time and heads for the closet, eerily lucid in this moment. The cello waits there, a fine layer of dust coating its frame like a challenge. His hands do not shake as he unbuckles the clasps and withdraws the cello, gripping the instrument by its neck as if trying to strangle it. He is precise, methodical, tuning the strings one at a time and breathing in the familiar scent of rosin and varnish. When he tightens the pegs, his ears prickle with a mind of their own, as if they already hold the song, as if it is buried inside him. He sits in the stillness for a moment longer, wondering how long he can hold out, an addict with opium in his hands. A bird calls outside. With a slow, suppressed shudder, he draws his bow. The music pours forth, dissonant and shrill, a faint shadow of what once was. He plays faster, furiously, his vibrato as animated as the car dealership balloon man. Again, again. His heart races, the pacing is off. He knows it is all wrong, but is powerless to stop. The melody slides in and out, notes wavering, a false echo in the air. When he reaches the end, he pauses, then begins once more. Da capo, it never ends. This, he thinks, is how he got here. Da capo. It never ends. Someone bangs on the adjoining wall. Yunri realizes it's 6 a.m. and he's playing Shostakovich loud enough to wake the apartment complex. He sets the cello down, then begins to laugh. A friend can become an enemy and then a friend once more. It's all a matter of perspective, after all. The choice is up to you. He gets to his feet. His heart no longer pounds. Now it has gone strangely silent, as if it anticipates his decision yet refuses to pass judgment. He takes the cello, then walks down 3 sets of stairs, then takes a breath and slams the cello against the sidewalk, the weight of its body reverberating up his arm. He smashes it again and again, and in the splinters left prone on the cement, he feels, for the first time, a sense of tremendous relief. He stares at his fingers, inky and stained black from drafting his essays hours ago. Was this the right choice? He does not know, but he does know that he has made it and that it is done. Perhaps that's all you ever get. The familiar click-clack of heels jolts him out of his reverie. He lifts his head. Tsuhui locks her car, then strolls down the street toward him, the dawn framing her silhouette. That was stupid, she says. Why? Yunru asks. Her lips curve in a half-grin. Well, she says, you could have sold it on eBay. Thank you.